This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
And this is KAZU News at 7:04. Good morning. I'm Scott Cohn. The Seattle-based lawyer who helped free a Santa Cruz green card holder, Cleona Ward, from federal immigration detention this week has a warning for other non-citizens with records, KAZU's Katie Brown reports.
Erin Hall has been an immigration lawyer for over 20 years. She says before this administration, non-residents with a record who were traveling back to the United States from abroad may have gotten a notice to appear in court. What's unusual now is that lawful permanent residents are being detained.
I think it was a shock, a conviction that may have been expunged 20 years ago by a state court. The federal immigration laws don't generally recognize that as an expungement.
Hall says when non-citizens return from abroad, they're asking for admission to the United States. She and others advise any immigrants with a record to consult with an attorney before traveling. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
Monterey County started new environmental testing in Moss Landing yesterday, nearly 4 months after the battery storage facility fire. They're targeting the soil testing in places where the county needs more information about potential health risks. Rick Encarnacion is Monterey County's Director of Environmental Health.
As your local health inspectors, we're not going away. We're here to find out information, and we're here to help to follow through.
In the coming weeks, the department will publish an online map with updated information. Residents can still submit reports to the Monterey County Health Department's Environmental Health Bureau, and you can get more information about the recovery process at readymonterey.org. We've got more news on our website, kazu.org, and our podcast, Monterey Bay Today. This is KAZU News. I'm Scott Cohn.